chaotic game of cricket, but yeah, I can't believe that we sort of come here and got, well, there's been three games out here. I think the ground staff should take all the credit out of this weekend. Obviously, one more game for them tomorrow, but the fact that we've been out here playing is pretty impressive. So, yeah, but awesome game of cricket. I mean, it wasn't the easiest of conditions out there, and the batters seemed to find some, we'll make it click, which is quite interesting. But yeah, it was good to get the result that way.
Obviously, you had to rush through those first five overs. How much did that kind of affect the plans and tactics when you suddenly got 20 overs in?
Yeah, it throws them out of whack a little bit, but I mean, that was sort of our thinking was, if the rain does come about 5 o'clock, which it was due to, and it did, if we could just get the five overs in and sort of get ahead of Duckworth Lewis in that regard, we could sort of just control the innings from there. And we sort of lost our way in that middle period and probably bowled a bit loose and probably feeling a bit poorly, but to switch back on and get the desired result was good.
Yeah, how tense was it getting out there when the rain was coming down quite heavily, and there's probably a few bits of gamesmanship going on?
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, full credit to the umpires as well. I mean, they were communicating the whole time and were making sure that, you know, it wasn't dangerous, it wasn't anything, and they sort of thought it would blow through, and it did. So the fact that we got, you know, 40 overs of cricket in today was pretty impressive. So, yeah, look, it's not the most amazing and ideal of conditions, but the fact that we got a full game in, pretty cool.
How pleasing was it for you personally to score 78?
Yeah, it was good. It was nice to spend some time out there. I mean, I've waited 7 years to open the batting and bat a really good partnership with Susie Bates, and we've finally done it. We said last night we were pretty disappointed in ourselves that I don't think either of us had lasted more than two overs at one end. So the fact we could do that today and get our team off to a good start was really pleasing. And yeah, I've been praying to some sort of higher power for a little bit of luck and got it today. So I'll take that, and hopefully it'll give me some confidence, you know, heading home against the Thunder on Wednesday.
Yeah, so you're talking on the Blast recently about some of the stuff you've been doing to try and get yourself into form, like batting before matches and stuff. Yep. What have you been doing?
Yeah, a lot of hitting. I mean, I train quite a lot anyway, but I've just been trying to go back to really basic stuff and get my setup as to where it was sort of at the start of the year, where I was, you know, making comfortable runs in 50 over cricket. So yeah, I'm getting back there again today. Working really hard at it. I just sort of needed something to go my way, and I felt like it did today, and hopefully I'll just take that confidence in. No, I still feel like I've been hitting the ball well. I've obviously known there's been some technical stuff that I needed to tighten up on, but I've been working really hard behind the scenes to make sure that that's in a good place, and ultimately I just need to go out there, watch the ball, stand still and hit the ball. And to do that today was really pleasing, and like I said, hopefully it just sort of can set me on some sort of path to you know, form for the back end of the season.
And does it really feel like everything's clicking for you guys batting, you know, particularly with Ash and Burns here?
Yeah, I mean, Erin Burns is probably one of the most formed cricketers in the country at the moment, which is cool that she's on our side. But yeah, look, everyone's just gelled really nicely as a group, and both with bat and ball, and I think we're in a really good place as a side. And you know, we've been tested quite a lot in all the six games that we've played, in different sort of conditions, and the fact that we can adapt to that and still put runs on the board or take wickets when needed has been really pleasing. So yeah, it puts us in a good place, and obviously with great confidence leading in.
And just finally, how exciting is it to get back to North Sydney on Wednesday?
Yeah, really excited actually. To get a sneaky extra little home game in there is pretty cool, and it's been a long time since we've played at North Sydney in front of sort of family and friends. So looking forward to taking on the Thunder as well. I know they'll be up and about for that fixture, and yeah, it's just going to be a really exciting night, and hopefully, yeah, we can get a good crowd there and all our family and friends out to support.
I just got one quick one. We've been wanting to play some ballet for like 4 years. So like, what's it like as a player coming to a regional town? Sort of the same field?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Eastern Oval has been full credit to the ground staff, probably the council as well. Like, it's been unbelievable, and the fact that we can take WBBL to rural areas and people come out and watch and want to be a part of it is really special. So yeah, hopefully we'll be back in Ballarat next year, and hopefully with some nicer weather and everyone can relax with all the rain not coming down. But we've thoroughly enjoyed our time here, and everyone's been really lovely, and yeah, hopefully we can come back next year.